Good evening. I'd like to call the Mill Creek Design Review Board to order. It's 5:15 on August 16th, 2018. And so we'd like to start with a roll call, please. Present. Thank you. Okay, so we'll go ahead and move on. The next item on our agenda is the approval of the minutes, and per our normal process, they were sent out to the members in the mail with our packet, and have the members had a chance to review, and if so, are there any additions, deletions, corrections, or could we have a motion for them to be approved?
Motion to approve.
I second the motion.
I have a motion that's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of our July 19th, 2018 meeting minutes. Okay, and so now we'll just go ahead and move right down to our new business tonight. We have one new business item on our agenda, and is the Point Condominiums, and it's an application to put a monument sign in at the entrance. Neighborhood.
Yes, thank you, Chair Hamilton, Christy Amrine, Senior Planner. Thank you, Design Review Board, for holding this special meeting for the applicant. As you are aware, they were here back in July on the 19th. The Design Review Board charged them back to provide additional information for the application so you could make a decision based on the code. So the applicant quickly revised their application, submitted some detailed site plans complete with the measurements, a planting plan as requested. And so that information this evening is now before you. And I'm going to move to that point in the presentation, just because we've already been through all the criteria and everything else previously. So here is a picture of the existing wall sign, which is proposed to be removed. Originally, the application had the new monument sign going below where the current wall sign is at. The applicant, upon further detail, research, and measurement based on DRB direction, they have moved the location of their desired spot for the monument sign to the opposite side of the road. So as you can see in your revised application, that the monument sign is proposed to go over here, located on the east side of the entry to the Point neighborhood. And with that, I'm going to pull up the site plan here. You can see the applicant has measured and shown the existing line and the proposed line of the new flower bed. They do propose to expand it, utilize the existing plants that are there and within their planting scheme, and enhance that with an additional plant palette, which you can see it has a mix of primarily all evergreen plants, but some that flower and some that are pine and some hinko that they've added in. They do plan to mimic the symmetrical flower beds on both sides, so it has a nice focal point on each side of the entry. The proposed sign does meet the setback requirements of 5 feet from the edge of the right-of-way. As you can see, the sidewalk here is 7, and the sign is proposed to be well set back more than that. And I'm going to go ahead and just show you a quick picture to refresh your memory. This is what the sign looks like. I was informed by the applicant just the other day that they ran over to where their sign was being manufactured or is manufactured at. They went ahead and remeasured it. Mary Jo from the Point did say that the sign is slightly smaller than originally submitted to the city. And so I put the new dimension on here. It's 14.9 square feet. The height is the same. It's just the width that's a little smaller. It's about 39 inches, not 44. They do propose the sign to have LED uplighting on it. And so here's their new landscape plan that has been submitted. You can see they have a maple tree provided here. They plan to have a mix of planting plan of azaleas, rhodies, grasses, some muga pine, and some bayberry. And they plan to also use some hinko here in the back against the wall. So it'll be a nice contrast with the white stucco wall that's there. And then the monument sign will be located on the eastern side with uplighting. And with that, I would like to open it up to Design Review Board for any questions of staff or also the applicant here this evening.
So I have one question.
Yes.
Planting plan, it says Maple A, They identified what the variety of that maple's going to be? Japanese maple. Okay, I didn't happen to see it. So that's fine. That's great. No, Japanese maple would be a great plant at your entry litter. Okay.
And for the record, that was Christy Zevenbergen as a representative from the Point, or with the Point, HOA. Thank you.
Reviewed it because I was wanted to make sure that the scale was what I thought it was. It looks really good. I appreciated having the detail on the backfill. That was good information.
Well, we appreciate that was your input and our help in getting that back. And I just like to say
Can we go back to the photograph of the sign at the manufacturer's?
Absolutely. Let's see. I believe it's this way. There we go. Okay.
55 inches wide and 39 inches high. And is it going to be mounted in concrete? Or okay, so that 39 inches, there's going to be like a foot of that. Won't.
Correct. It'll be up.
2 to 2.5 feet high, not the full 39.
Correct.
Okay. And so that's very well within the guidelines.
Yep. Yeah, it'll be, somewhere in here. The proposed sign, it does meet the city's dimensional requirements, and it meets the setback requirements of the code as stated in the staff report. And I believe there's three conditions added in the staff report are standard ones, nothing out of the ordinary. And with that would conclude staff comments.
With those comments from staff.
Sign as identified in the staff report. Any discussion on the motion? Okay. Those in favor, say aye, please.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. So we have a unanimous decision.
All right. Well, thank you, Design Review Board. Appreciate you coming back for a meeting in August.
Are we still planning to do something in September having a meeting to guidelines and
I believe that was discussed if there was a motion